tailoring, nails, waxing, and spa with all types of specialized massages. Lavish, 156 West Main in Prattville. Call 730-0747 or check Facebook. 10% off for military and first responders.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Everybody shut up.
Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A vote on what's seen as a compromise immigration bill is put off until next week to make changes meant to drum up more support.
The compromise measure includes $25 billion for a border wall, creates a path to citizenship for DACA recipients, young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children, and would put limits on legal immigration. A more conservative immigration bill was defeated. More than 40 Republicans voted no, along with every Democrat.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
The conservative writer and Fox News contributor Charles Krauthammer died of cancer, 68 years old. He was a Democrat as a young man.
I moved gradually to the idea of a more limited society, smaller government.
He won a Pulitzer Prize in 1987. He said earlier this month he had just weeks to live, writing, He leaves this life with no regrets. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Audiences were thrilled with special effects they had never seen before. People running with dinosaurs. Jurassic Park. 4 years later, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. 2001, they couldn't come up with a cool name, so they just called it Jurassic Park 3. 2015, a mega box office blockbuster, Jurassic World. But now, less than 3 years later, studio executives have made the decision to release yet another. Rejected movie titles were Jurassic World, Maybe This Is Too Soon, Jurassic World, Been There, Done That, and Jurassic World, Haven't I Seen This Before? Regardless, Jurassic World, Fallen Franchise, I mean Kingdom, now showing.
You're just in a country state of mind. Jay Scott, which country song best describes Greg Budell?
He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do.
And Greg, which country song best describes Jay Scott?
He's a high-tech redneck.
Emily Hayes, your defining country song.
Crazy. I'm crazy.
How about you, Bailey the Wonder Dog?
Dang me. Hang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me.
And Rich Thomas, which country song sums you up?
Well, I love a lady. I love a lady.
Well, there you have it, folks. Stand by for three men and a lady. What's that, Bailey? You want to say something else? Go ahead. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And welcome to Three Men and a Lady Friday edition. We'll be joining up with CBS 8 a little bit later in the hour, talking about travel worries. Got some good stuff for that too. Meanwhile, we're all here.
Jay Scott,
Emily Hayes is somewhere.
Yay!
And right now, here's Richard Wabbit with the weather.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Eddie Wabbit was doing that I Love a Rainy Night there.
That's why I called you Wabbit.
That's right. there were a few showers in the overnight hours. Some of you got some, and there's a couple of showers left over now in the metro, close to Prattville and over towards Selma. They're falling apart as they move into central Alabama.
I left my window open
when
I came in this morning, and it was...
There was a little shower?
Oh, yeah. It was wet inside the car.
Okay. So this afternoon, showers and storms redevelop, and I think some of the storms could become strong, possibly severe. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal risk of severe weather. North of Clanton and Alexander City, it's stage two. It's a slight risk. All right, so the storms could have damaging wind gusts this afternoon, 60 miles per hour or higher. And watch my morning video if you want to see future radar and get an idea on timing. High around 91, tonight's low around 75. Tomorrow is a routine summer day. Translated, that's about a 30% chance of an afternoon storm with a high in the lower 90s. That is a regular summer day here. Sunday, mid-90s. I think the rain chances are under 20%. Radar gets a break. Triple-digit heat indices again. Monday and Tuesday, a few hit-or-miss storms. Low to mid-90s for a high. I see the airport got half an inch of rain yesterday. I didn't get nearly that much at my house, only a tenth of an inch. Some of you had 1 to 2 inches yesterday. It was feast or famine. Right now, this morning, a little misty. Visibility in 1.8 miles out at the airport. 500-foot overcast. Temperature is 74 with nearly 100% humidity at 6:09.
Digital rain gauge boy, first class reporting for duty, sir.
Yeah.
0.29.
All right.
And in a very short period of time yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, thunder, lightning, too.
That, there was that one line that was mostly northwest of the city, and it looked pretty pretty badass there for a while.
Yeah, you can't say badass on the radio, though.
I'll dump it.
You hesitated. Just hovering around the red
listen,
button.
I got some kind of later this hour called Jerry's Way. Huh? It's about Springer's signing off and some of the things he's covered, and just about every line in that song is a parody of My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I may have to play a couple of disclaimers before we do that.
Oh,
but
okay.
First,
Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's always a struggle to figure out what's the most electrifying story of several options on any given day, but today, is there any doubt that Mr. T's request to Quaker Oats to bring back his cereal is
yes,
is the top story. Listen to the original commercial.
I know Coon, and Coon's teaming up with a good balanced breakfast.
Teaming up with Mr. T's cereal. It's getting on the team that knows how cool breakfast can be. You get a crispy corn taste with a touch of brown sugar. Teaming up with Mr. T.
It's cool.
Teaming up with Mr. T. Golden sweet crispy teas. One bite.
It's cool.
I think it's a good idea.
God, please bring it back. That would be so amazing.
I could work something out with the food outlet. Maybe you do a Mr. T cereal giveaway.
I love Mr. T.
Well, when we introduced Cricket Dust to the area, we gave away bottles of Cricket Dust.
Yeah?
Along with the $10 gift card, yeah.
Bring back the Mr. T cereal. My legs.
I want to shake hands with the guy who created Cricket Dust.
Yeah. Well, he's
is he in Homewood? Because like the address on the Cricket Dust bottle, I believe, is Homewood.
He's sent me some nice gifts.
Yeah?
In fact, the very first gift Janelle got after I announced that she was getting married, he had a beautiful green apron with the Cricket Dust logo prominently featured with her name.
Aww.
That's nice.
Embroidered into the she really loved it, too. So I know she's cooked in it because she didn't have one of those before she got that. And I think he's in the area. He's not always in the area. But I would think that somebody should be able to get that stuff into grocery stores all over the country.
I can't believe it's not.
I can't either. It's
because
that good.
Now it's part of my life.
All right. What else do we have today? We got lots today. When we talk to CBS 8 later, we're going to be talking about people's travel fears and worries.
Right.
I have a story that I need to tell.
Okay.
To launch it off, because it was something that, you know, when you fly a lot, and I did in the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s, you're going to eventually, weird things are going to happen. Had some scary moments flying and stuff, but something happened here, and we got a nice little airport here, and it's getting better. They're offering more nonstop flights and stuff, but something happened here that I just didn't think it happened anywhere. And it's one reason why I've just, look, when you add it up, because most of the travel I do is to visit Janelle. When you add up the time involved in getting to an airport, going through security, changing flights, renting a car, yada, 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 and assuming everything runs on time, it takes me 3 hours more to drive.
Right.
and I get to sit in the smoking section all the way down, and I can eat what I want and stop what I want and go to the bathroom when I want and not have to, you know, crawl over two people if I have a window seat to get to the aisle and go back. Flying just is not fun like it used to be.
I don't know if it ever was fun, but it is. It's a task.
I used to do it all the time.
But, you know, the main thing that I think of people think of on this list, have you seen this list yet?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But is that, what are we going to do with the dogs? Because my dog is not going to stay in a cage.
By the way, I think this is the segment that you should hold Bailey.
Yeah.
How could you leave her behind?
I might.
I have a question.
What?
I remember as a kid, lots of commercials for traveler's checks. Like, you know, don't go out of town without traveler's checks.
And Carl Malden's nose.
I never see that anymore. Are traveler's checks still a thing? What was the point of them?
They are still a thing.
What was the point of traveler's checks?
They're safer than cash to carry. In other words, you know, somebody mugs you and cash is, traveler's checks are safer than cash.
Well, how did you operate with a traveler's check? Did you go somewhere and...
You have to sign it, right?
Well, yeah. If you had American Express, that was a worldwide recognized name, and their commercials always said, we can have your money replaced the next day. Yeah. But if you get Joe's traveler's checks, that's a little more ponderous. It's just not going to... They may not be recognized in other locations and stuff.
Okay. Good point.
I make many of them throughout the morning. We have new cornhole terms today.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Timeline with Rich.
Understand.
Summer Song Series continues, and the professor of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting has picked a challenging tune
today.
Tricky
Kids.
But it's a great summer song. And then we'll have the Cheap and Trashy. Some good stuff there, too, this morning. And in between, we will visit with CBS 8 around about 24 shopping minutes from right now. Something you might want to add to your weekend itinerary, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. It's a happy place. Whether the weather's hot, cold, rainy, or whatever, it's always a great place to escape and walk the time on your life and find useful items that, for example, if somebody's getting their first apartment or you've got a student getting ready to head off to college and they need to equip a dorm, you can get everything from furniture to dishes to whatever you need. They've got it at Eastbrook and at great prices, too. They have vintage clothing on the first floor right behind Miss Dot's office. That is an interesting place. Kid Rock travels from Georgia to shop at the vintage clothing boutique. Downstairs, you have Mr. Pruitt with the vinyl albums and all the Hollywood and showbiz and entertainment-connected memorabilia. And I believe last time I was there, there was a shop that does like year-round Christmas decorations. And these are the kinds of things that are of the heirloom variety. In other words, things that you buy and hand down because they're really unique and different. And, of course, all kinds of ways to punch your memory button, including the music that plays overhead. So enjoy an air-conditioned walk through three floors of choices. One recommendation, if you see something you want, there was a set of Sunday cups. And they weren't expensive. They were really nice, but they weren't that expensive. And come back and get them next time. And the next time, a few days later, they were gone.
Yeah.
So if you see something you like, get it. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall has a great Facebook page, and they're located on Coliseum Boulevard, a half a mile north of Atlanta Highway, next to our friends at Food Outlet. And later on today, after Random Facts, a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz with Jay Scott. Right now, we got your local news at 6:18.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A board member of Prattville's Dixie Youth Baseball Program is accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the program. Lindsay Martin is accused of stealing $15,000 to $20,000 from the program. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. Authorities in Covington County have identified a burned body found near Andalusia Wednesday. Covington County Sheriff Dennis Meek says the body of 49-year-old Bruce Nelson was found in the 7,000 block of Brooklyn Road. Meek says the case is being treated as a homicide. And a new public park opened in downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Shooting the shotgun. throwing all your bags at once. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
The President of the United States!
Just as I promised the American people from this podium 11 months ago, we enacted the biggest tax cuts and reforms in American history.
When President Trump promised tax cuts, Twinkle Kavanaugh promised that those savings would go back into the pockets of hardworking Alabamians. And both Trump and Twinkle lived up to their promises. Just weeks ago, Twinkle Kavanaugh, as head of the Public Service Commission, led the effort to return $337 million of the Trump tax cuts to electricity customers in Alabama. That's more than $300 million Twinkle Kavanaugh ordered the big utilities to return to hardworking Alabamians. And under Twinkle, the price of natural gas for our homes hit its lowest mark in a decade, putting money back in the pockets of Alabama families, keeping her promise to turn Christian values into conservative government. Twinkle Kavanaugh for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Initialize sequence.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Friday.
Huh?
Do I have to spell it out for you?
TGIF.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, thank goodness it's Friday.
Time to get up.
It's the weekend. Happy Friday.
Yes! Yes!
Have a nice weekend.
It's showtime!
Coming a little bit later, we will have a list of all the athletes the Kardashians have dated, and we'll put them in order of league.
Oh, boy.
Among other things, the reboot of Roseanne. We were all kind of after her, there's still debate as to whether that was just bad taste or was it, whether it was an ugly racist thing to do, but right. It still cost her her gig on the TV show, but nobody wanted to see the others have to pay a price. So I got the details on the reboot of Roseanne. We'll have that in the cheap and trashy.
Okay.
And other interesting stuff.
I'm going to stay.
Okay.
I'm going to listen.
Yeah, we're really, you have to because we have the timeline coming up along with the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
I'm staying because of the Emily segment at 8:57.
Well, there is an Emily. There may be multiple Emily segments. What? We can do them spontaneously.
I don't know. I don't feel as interruptive today.
Interruptive.
And by the way, for TV.
What?
I brought up pot. My pot.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh,
what
no.
does that have to do with travel?
It's a chocolate pot, isn't it?
Because this is magic chocolate, and when you need that extra boost on a long drive, this is the stuff that
works. You're going to show them your chocolate pot?
Why not?
I mean, that's just, this relationship's moving really fast.
Are you going to do that or your travel story?
I have both. That's not going to take long.
Okay.
It's not going to take long. Maybe we should get Jay.
Are you
going
to tell him about how you stained your brand new car seat?
We can't get Jay to shut up during that.
I know. I'm trying to get a word in the
Wedge News Network.
Maybe, though, for this, we could have Jay take a spoon of the chocolate, stand next to Emily, and say, open the hanger, try the chocolate.
I got plans I want to do this. I got things I want to do this weekend, and I'd rather be able to do those. this weekend.
And
full functioning, you know?
I'd like to, if there's time, stick in Bailey, though, because it's for a couple of reasons. People and their pets, that's a big deal.
So you better have some chicken or sausage over there. She's not coming over to that
side. It's Irene's birthday. It was yesterday. Irene's birthday was yesterday.
Why didn't Facebook notify me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've thought about setting up a Facebook for the cats, but then I thought that would just be crossing the line.
Now, if you need help, I have some spare sausage in the car.
Okay. We got to get Bailey involved somehow.
Oh, yeah.
She heard her name.
That's a good girl. Did you know they have a wellness clinic at the Adams Drugs right up the street from us?
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you get a prescription for things like a shingle shot or a flu shot. And
Sean Connery, she shows shingle shot
at Adam's truck.
Like he needs a single shot of like whiskey, but he calls it a shingle shot.
Reminders on their website, useful information there too about the importance of hydration and how it can affect you.
Yeah.
So you don't wind up making an extra trip to the doctor, and it explains why and how much water you should try and drink every day. just to stay well. At Adams Drugs, and I had a long talk last night. I got some bad news yesterday. One of the prescriptions I have to get filled every month, thank you, Blue Cross, doubling in price, the copay. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that are making it just harder to get. But I know this. If there's any way to get that copay lowered, Lamar at My Adams Drugs will pick up the phone and do what he can. You see, they understand that it's about building relationships. When you go to Adams Drugs, you'll see another customer walk in and they'll get greeted by their first name. There's a connection there. There's an intimacy there that you're not going to find when you're just another face in a big box store pharmacy. So if you want great personal service from a group of people dedicated to make a local business thrive, mm-hmm. try Adams Drugs. I think you're going to really, really appreciate the difference. And by the way, it takes like 5 seconds for them to transfer your insurance information and get your prescription records, all of that stuff, into their system, and you're on your way. And it's worth a few seconds of your time to do it. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the location nearest you. As we get ready for the timeline, let's first take a look at the roads and see if some of this early morning rain activity has messed things up.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Walked out to my truck a few minutes ago, and it is very, very misty outside. Lots of little misty stuff that could turn into fog. So careful out there. It could also lay some moisture down on the roadways. Right now, it looks good on the interstate system, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. All the major roadways are all clear. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is made possible by Friday, the day to plan all those bad decisions you'll eventually regret on Monday.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Dunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had, and his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
There's no better time than now to join the Prattville Country Club, now accepting new members with a limited-time membership special. Prattville Country Club is a private club offering a challenging 18-hole golf course, pro shop, full-service restaurant, fitness room, and a seasonal pool with the area's coolest water slide. For information about affordable memberships and limited-time membership specials, or to schedule a tour of the club, please contact their general manager, Tony Del Mastro, at 334-491-4096, or find them at the Prattville Country Club. Club.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Hanger. An ace on the lip of the hole, ready to drop. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
6:30 with the timeline for the 22nd of June. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
This is the 173rd day of the year. 192 days are left. This is Take Your Dog to Work Day. And here at Blue Water Broadcasting, that's every day.
Right, baby? Good girl. Gonna put you on TV in a little while, okay?
Exciting, Bailey.
Go into makeup. All right, you want to?
You have a piece of sausage. We can make sure she sticks right.
I'll advance her 7 o'clock chicken. It's National Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Thank you. It's National Chocolate Eclair Day.
Gross.
Sorry, I didn't mean to let my inner thoughts slip
are
out.
You I make my own eclairs. I make eclairs, and I also make my own cream puffs. And those are great.
Who are you calling a cream puff? It's National Eat at a Food Truck Day.
Oh, food trucks are fun.
Yeah, they are. 150 years ago in 1868, Arkansas readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. 80 years ago in 1938, Joe Louis began his reign as world heavyweight boxing champ, knocking out Jim Braddock in Chicago. 1946, mail transported by airplanes for the first time. 1955, here's a song. 1963, the Safaris came out with Wipeout on this date. Also on this date, speaking of songs that came out, 13-year-old Stevie Wonder, he entered the U.S. singles charts as Little Stevie Wonder with Fingertips Parts 1 and 2. 13 years old. 50 years ago, 1968, Herb Albert, this guy's in love with you, number one. Ugh. It's on his label. I know. What a boring song.
Oh, summer long,
if
too.
If you have your own label, you can put out anything you want. It's also the first time that the Bacharach and David writing team had a chart topper. Now our song of the day, and as we remember some of the great summer songs from the past, School of Broadcasting students, this is a very tricky intro. How many times have we gone back to the great summer of 69? This song was released at the height of the psychedelic era. They had previous hits, Crimson and Clover and Crystal Blue Persuasion, talking about Tommy James and the Shondells, drink it all down, pass it all around. We need some sweet cherry wine this morning. it's a tricky one.
Oh yeah, love's the only thing that matters anyhow.
Yeah.
And the beauty of life.
Such a great song.
Can only survive.
Let me know when you want me to bed.
We love one another.
That's enough. So School of Broadcasting students, I was showing you how not to do that. See, that's what I was trying to do. 49 years ago, in 1969, Judy Garland died of a drug overdose in London. She was only 47.
Wow. That's sad.
48 years ago, 1970, President Nixon signed the law lowering the voting age to 18. 37 years ago, 1981, Mark David Chapman pleads guilty to killing John Lennon outside his New York City apartment building. 31 years ago, let's see, Fred Astaire died of pneumonia. He was 88. 10 years ago in 2008, George Carlin died of heart failure at the age of 71. We've got some birthdays today. Meryl Streep is 69. She has received 21 Oscar nominations, but she only won three. The first one was Kramer versus Kramer.
Did you know?
Was that her?
Yeah.
Sorry to steal from you, Jay.
But did you know she was going after that role in Close Encounters of the Third Kind really hard? Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Terry Garrison.
Yeah, yeah. She wanted that very, very badly.
She would have been okay, I guess, in that.
That would have been her first film.
Terry Garr, that was not her kind of movie, really.
She was great in Young Frankenstein.
She worked. Oh yeah, she was perfect in Young Frankenstein.
She's had a rough go of it.
Since then, yeah.
Oh yeah, she's MS.
I didn't know that. Cyndi Lauper is 65. She just wants to have fun because she's a girl.
Go, okay.
Carson Daly is 45. Last call with Carson Daly still on. Well, how many years? That's a long time.
Do you ever hear anybody mention his name? I mean, that show, it's there. I don't, maybe they're keeping him on because he may need to fill in or move up to another
show.
He also
hosts The Voice, though.
Yeah.
And more than that, he's also on LA radio. So the guy's got enough money to buy dog food, believe me. I swear.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, what about grilled chicken tenders? Can you buy
well, I don't know about that. NBC doesn't pay that much unless you're Megyn Kelly.
No!
Lindsay Wagner is 69, the bionic woman. Chris Christopherson, dead or alive?
Alive.
At 82. You're right.
82.
Twelve days we are till Independence Day. 12 days till 4th of July.
That's madness.
It's going so fast. That's halfway through the summer, just about.
That's going to be weird because it's in the middle of the week.
I know. It's weird.
Do we get that day off?
We get the 4th off. I may take either the 2 days before or the 2 days after off.
Oh.
You will if we approve it.
Dang.
Man.
70 days we are till Labor Day weekend. Birthday season begins in 96 days. We have 3 birthdays within 6 weeks. Greg is up first. Christmas Day is 186 days away. Have you got your tree up yet?
I have one up year-round in my bedroom.
I know you do. And it's only the social event of 2019, and it's now only 217 days away. I'm talking about America's royal wedding. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Cuban. This is something new. I don't know if you've ever had a Cuban sandwich.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
Yes.
And the Cuban sandwich actually got started in South Florida, not in Cuba, in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. Now, this is part of some of their new lunch offerings. And what makes it so good is slow-roasted pork, sliced ham, Swiss cheese, unleavened Indian naan bread. That was our word of the day earlier in the week. This is the real deal. So this is not a fake Cuban sandwich. This is the real deal. And it's part of their incredible lunch menu, Red Hot Summer Specials, all summer long, $7.99 for that, the fries, and fresh brewed Red Diamond iced tea.
You know what?
Hmm.
I may have it today because I have lunch every Friday with Harriet, who takes care of Bailey.
Oh.
And she wants to go to Baumhauer's today. So.
Oh, nice.
Cuban's the word, so we're going to try that. I've been ordered by Mr. Baumhauer himself to check that out. So, Cuban, that's the word. Write it down sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. We'll ask you to call us at 272-9228 with that word and redeem it for a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We've been watching this little line of showers move from North Alabama, where it was very robust, and just about fall apart now. Here along the U.S. 80, I-85 corridor, a couple of showers south of Montgomery and over towards Selma, but not a big deal at all. This morning, there's a little bit of mist in the air. Not much, but enough visibility is down to 1.8 miles out at the airport. Partial sunshine today. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms firing up later on this afternoon. And just about any time from mid-afternoon through late afternoon, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, I think, into the early evening hours. I think there'll be multiple warnings, so have our weather app handy. Today's high 91, tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, a routine summer day with a high around 93, scattered afternoon storms here and there, about a 30% chance. That's regular. Sunday, mid-90s with rain chances under 20%. Just about no showers on the radar Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices and back to scattered showers Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-90s. Right now, this morning, again, we have a 500-foot overcast and a little misty out there. Temperature at the moment is 74 with almost 100% humidity at 6:39.
Trends in the wedding. This will be of interest, of course, to Emily and anybody else that might be getting married. But the trend is to give cash as a gift as opposed to registry.
What? Sorry. Give cash?
Yeah, that's what couples are asking for.
Oh. Can we come back to that?
We're coming back to it.
Reputation for being big international travelers. But hey, at least we got good excuses why we're not.
Yeah, a new survey asked people what keeps them from traveling, and the top answers are it's too expensive, I don't get enough time off from work, and I'm worried about my safety. Some interesting answers.
Yeah, I'm only worried about one of those.
Yeah.
It's even a problem. All right, let's talk to our friends at the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Look at Bailey.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
She's here for a reason.
When it comes to travel worries, we should start with Rich because I have the same issue. I have two dogs. He's got Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't want to have their dogs in a kennel. You know, they don't want their dogs in a cage. And this dog's never going to be in a cage. Fortunately, I have a friend who is, she loves this dog, and she gets to stay with Harriet. But you know what? That's a big concern for people when they're traveling, right?
And that's the first thing I arrange. I want to take time off to drive down to Florida to visit my daughter, is to have a battalion of... Because I can't let Manch Dweeney stay with just anybody.
No.
Or my little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-eared thing, Mr. Thing.
We have a good friend, Seth. He'll come over and check on Irene and Loretta. Cats are a little more easy to deal with. Yeah. They just have to be fed and the litter box changed, and they're fine.
Right. But you can't do that
with dogs.
All right, so what else?
Well, I there's one thing. I've traveled a lot, flown millions of miles. But I had something happen here at our airport in Montgomery, which I love, by the way. It's a beautiful facility. Christmas, just before 2011, or before Christmas in 2011, we had a big cold front come through. It was below freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 5:35 flight, and the pilot came out and said,
"We have clearance, Clarence." "Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?"
He said, "We're going to have to de-ice the plane because it's below freezing."
He
says, "Just take a few minutes and we'll be on our way to Atlanta."
Right.
So we're waiting. Then he comes on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we will be delayed further because our de-icing truck won't start in the cold."
Oh, jeez.
Nobody in the airport had jumper cables. So they had to wait until the temperature went up to above freezing, and that took about 3 hours.
Yeah.
I'd never had that happen before. It was so funny, I didn't get upset about it.
Yeah. So do you have any concerns as far as travel?
My concerns are I hate to leave work and come back. As the vacation starts to wrap up, you start thinking, oh, crap, what's built up at the office that I have to get back to?
Right.
So that's you start to kind of lose a day or two worrying about that.
Yeah, I don't have any concerns. I don't have pets.
Jay goes to a lot of nerd conventions.
I don't have pets. I don't have kids. I don't have a wife. I just, the only thing that keeps me from going on vacation is the same thing that lets me go on vacation,
right,
which is work. That's basically it. To leave this place takes so much preparation to go on vacation. I'm not concerned about any of that at all. I'm only concerned that nobody's brought up the fact that he's got a pot in his...
I thought y'all would have noticed that by now.
What's that
just
about?
Eating chocolate.
He's eating chocolate.
When I drive...
This is chocolate pot.
This is magic chocolate. And when I have to go on a long drive...
Why is it magic?
Because it
gives you energy.
Oh, I see.
It's the perfect food group. And I make my own. See, it's in a pot because I make it.
Don't do that again.
Stop that.
Someday I'll bring this over to you and you can sample
go
it.
Go enjoy.
Oh, how
good
exciting.
Stuff.
Wonderful.
It can be addictive, too. That's so good. I feel
that
like...
That chocolate pot travels with him in the car.
Guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, look how quick they're going to leave.
Chocolate this morning. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Have a nice weekend, gang. I think they're getting used to us.
I think they may.
Yeah, or look, surprised.
You can see Bailey's in my lap, and since they're on a delay, you can see Bailey getting my...
Yeah.
You see your little tail going.
Oh, and I looked, and you see the last shot from their studio. They're all chuckling over there.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, boy.
Put the light off.
Please?
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, because the right side of my face is darker than the left side of my face now because of that thing.
God, it's such a difference.
All right, we're going to head down to the traffic dungeon, come back with today's Cheap and Trashy, the trailer for the... Who's going to go see Jurassic World?
Man, I was...
I'm going to do that this weekend.
Are you?
Tomorrow morning.
I don't think I could go today, but I don't think
I'm think this is the last time I'm going to be sucked in.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
I may go myself. I like the Jurassic movies.
That's an interesting thing you sent me the other day about... They're reevaluating any
AMC theaters.
You're talking about the Star Wars franchise.
Yeah.
They're reevaluating future Star Wars.
That and then AMC is doing a pass. Did you see that thing I sent you?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, $20 a month, you get to see 3 movies a week.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go see 3 movies a week.
I don't go see 3 movies a year, yeah. Basically.
Same.
But would you do it more? You know, I mean, if you're...
No.
It's a lot of time.
But that's also a really cheap price if you do see a lot of movies.
Well, yeah.
No, it is if you know, that's how you like to amuse yourself. I have hobbies.
Oh, yeah, sure. Put the pot down.
Honest, that is magic chocolate, I'm telling you. All right, let's head down to the traffic dungeon.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Walked out to my truck a few minutes ago, and it is very, very misty outside. Lots of little misty stuff that could turn into fog. So careful out there. It could also lay some moisture down on the roadways. Right now, it looks good on the interstate system, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. All the major roadways are all clear. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Friday. Watch how much we phone this one in.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Admitting our mistakes isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do. The expression eating crow comes from a short story by Rudyard Kipling, in which a man falls into a pit and can't escape. Another man, who's also trapped in the pit, stays alive by catching wild crows and eating them. But the first man refuses to eat the vile-tasting bird, saying, "I'll never eat crow." Days later, however, facing certain death, he finally does what he swore he'd never do, eat crow. Admitting our mistakes can be just as distasteful, but in Proverbs 6, Solomon said, we should just get on with it. If you've trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself. Swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. So do I need to eat crow today and admit I'm wrong? Admitting our mistakes isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Save $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 48 months at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Outback 3.6R Touring JDL Option 31 MSRP 40,884.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
There's actually a movie opening up this weekend that I'm inclined to want to see in the theater.
Jurassic.
Yeah. I've enjoyed the whole series. Here is the trailer of what should be, I'm going to guess, at least a $100 million grossing opening.
In theaters everywhere, it's the fourth installment in the Jurassic Park series, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And judging from reviews, they needed one more dinosaur to save this movie. But Steven Spielberg was too busy to direct it. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Now playing.
Right. So, I got the joke.
Jay, you like to guess box office, so what do you think?
Jurassic World, man, that for the first one they did, the one that precedes this one, did fantastic. I don't think this one's going to do as well. I'm going to say, I don't know, what's the common thing now? Like, what, 80 maybe?
I think it'll break 100. Because,
you think it'll break 100?
Okay. Yeah, because adults and kids can go see this. They keep it pretty family-friendly.
I'd say $12.
And
being conservative here, not going over.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll all see.
I'm thinking around 80 to 90.
I'm going to guess 1 to 120.
Okay.
Somewhere in that ballpark. Rich?
I think you're probably right.
I think close to 100.
Yeah. Okay. Here's how they're going to bring back Roseanne.
Okay.
As soon as
that
I can.
That story coming up.
Yeah.
Right after. I have this. You know, Jerry Springer is finally going off the air. And there's a song going around that pays tribute to Jerry and the kinds of shows he's done over the year. It's a little saucy.
Ooh.
Can we be a little saucy?
I don't make the rules around here, so my opinion.
This is everybody's way of saying it's all yours, Greg.
Yeah.
Right.
If we get complaints.
That's right.
If it works. Then good job. If it's wrong, it was all your fault.
Let me put a disclaimer here.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
No, but you sometimes wondered about the Jerry Springer crowd, didn't you? This is my way. Jerry's way.
The Springer show is done. By husbands cheating with furries.
Oh my God.
And vampire lesbians fighting a guy who sleeps with turkeys. Strippers dance on the pole. Obese cousins who had a a three-way. Flashing full body ends. It was Jerry's way.
And that's all we have time for now, but we'll play the rest of it this afternoon on Happy Hour.
Oh, yeah, you can do those kinds of things on Happy Hour.
Well, yeah. Besides, we're kind of tight for time. We're jam up and jelly tight here, you see. They're bringing back Roseanne, and they're going to call the show The Connors.
Oh.
Now, they're not ready to explain exactly how Roseanne's going to vanish from the family. It'll probably be a kill-off of some time, or maybe she just ran away from home or something.
That'll be interesting. Do they want to give her something classy, or do they want to give her something...
They're going to kill her?
The way Hollywood is, I would imagine they'll want to punish her some way, or, you know, kind of stick it to her, because they just love doing that to anybody that has the audacity to speak up for the president. John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, Lacey Goranson, and Michael Fishman are all part of the cast, and, you know... I'm glad they all got jobs and the writers got jobs, but it'll be really interesting to see whether people tune in out of curiosity if the show will regain the many millions of fans it had when she was.
Oh, it'll have a huge premiere.
Yes.
Because people want to see what they did.
And then it'll drop.
Yeah. I think so. Right.
You were going to say?
I'm good.
No. Come on.
Now, I was going to say, I was going to wonder if they would just leave it really ambiguous as to why she's not there, if they don't kill her off that way, if everything calms down and people are more comfortable with her again, they'll bring her back. You know, Dan was dead, air quotes.
You're right about killing her off, then that really is a finality. Yeah.
I mean, only in soap operas can you come back from the dead.
Yeah.
Or have an evil twin.
The dead man today is being played by...
Or have somebody get a face transplant to look like your face.
Well, that's pretty much it. I don't know what the premiere date, but it will be part of the fall lineup as originally scheduled.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
they're going to get fast on that.
What network has it again?
ABC.
Oh, yeah. It is 6:56. If you're car shopping this weekend, and this is the time of the year especially, when families face the reality that Junior is heading off to college and needs a car, needs wheels. But with the price of college these days, you want to find wheels that are reasonably priced and dependable both. So, because it's tough enough, it's traumatic enough to send somebody off to college. You want to give them something they can drive with confidence. And there's a category of vehicles at Jack Ingram, signature used cars, under $10,000. And they must be listening this week because they're down to 10 units in this category as of this morning. So people are understanding that, you know, you can take a chance on a classified ad or one of those weird little dealerships that pop up here and there. But when Jack Ingram puts their name behind anything in this category, they're doing it with confidence. The engine has been thoroughly vetted. You got several choices here, by the way, under $5,000. And so if you want to get a vehicle that looks great, has a nice interior, and most importantly, a dependable engine, all three requirements are met by the vehicles in this category at Jack Ingram. Under 10, see Tip Thames and his amazing team. It'll be a great experience. I promise you, it's the most unused car shopping experience there is at 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Here is Sharon D.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Here's what I think they're going to do to Roseanne.
Okay.
I think they're going to say she had a psychotic break and had to be committed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of her nutty ideas.
That's a good...
Yeah, her wacky, crazy ideas.
Yes.
I'm going to invent a new word in your honor today.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Because you sound like a serene, peaceful individual, and the word I'm inventing in your honor is serendipity.
I like that.
Thank
That's cool.
I love it.
Serendipity.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be my call name from now on.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
You said it as a screen name.
Exactly.
See, because there was another lady named Sharon that called, and we made her Sharon Sharalike. So,
Sharon Sharalike.
I like Serendipity.
I think it's cool. Thank you very
Me
much.
Too. Thank you.
All right.
You're brilliant.
Oh, for sure.
I know somebody who invented a name. They said if they were ever a porno star, they'd be just incredible. Just incredible.
I didn't need to make a movie to get that nickname. It's $6.58.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.